Good morning, meat town men. I'm starting to get hot. This is my cold weather gear, fucking. And what I've got is I've got a fan. And see, that's how you make improvements, is you don't have to go, oh my God, I'm say someone one day and someone else the next day. What you do is you improve by little bits along the way, And I got kind of fed up with the I got fed up with the background lighting, and so I put some front ground lighting, so you could see my beautiful smiley face. Oh God. Yeah, and anyway, so what happens? This is I'm peeling that one off because I'm putting another adhesive sort of sticker. I'm putting a magnetic type steel plate, self-adhesive steel plate on there. But it's a proper thing to. Mainly because this camera has a, it's the lowest spec fucking sort of Samsung smartphone you can buy, and it was only bought because I had a fairly good basic one, It is now sort of somewhat vintage. The screen lock on it fucked up, and it just caused the whole thing to crash. And so I needed to get an emergency phone to keep me going until I could get the bloody riddle of the ages, as in, could this be fixed, or could the phone be was the phone fucked, And so fucking. Why? Good, so we go for the approximate absolute center. One thing when you sort of got an engineer's eye, that is almost sort of exactly. Oh, it's a little bit high, but yeah, it won't matter. But it's almost exactly in the center. Well, it pretty much is, actually. But that is a magnetic thing for this. All right, it's a phone holder. And this, dear patrons, and this grabbing thing here, is supposed to lock. Oh, fuck it, I can see everything now. And this. It's supposed to lock into a fucking air vent. Only, when it's fucking the vibration of the car and road and or the vibration of the road through the car and stuff means that in these little air vents, the fucking, the thing's going like that all the time, And, well. a funny thing. Well, anyway, that's what's happening. It's just, you know, and I have tried an entire multitude of phone mounting devices, from this, you know, with that sort of an arrangement. I even had to rejig the springs to sort of loosen them off, so that the, you know, the grab was a bit more milder, because it was a real prick to mount. I think there was this, which is sort of pretty good, and that sort of stuck onto a gooseneck sort of thing, you know. Oh fuck yeah, like that. Yeah. That's went onto a gooseneck type thing, and it had a suction sort of cup, but the texturing of the dashboard wasn't so good. There was this, and the mounts on it were so shit that they kept on two different types. It was a big clamp thing and two different types. One, the fucking clamp thing cracked. Another thing, when I tightened the bloody nut up, so it wouldn't, you know, the pivot on the arm, you know, so it had adequate sort of friction, so it wouldn't fucking, you know, as we drove along. Well, that cracked too, because just cunts who can't fucking design. And then there was this, the famous coffee cup holder with the expanding, or what happens is it's got an expanding base, and that pulls a wedge. That pulls a wedge up into the base. And that wasn't bad. But, you know, as a phone holder, it was pretty good, but it rattled. And the fucking apparatus that held it in the Toyota's got a little pull-out sort of drawer, you know, like a sort of, you know, you pull it out and then you pop this into it. Well, this fucking apparatus down here, that got in the way of all the air conditioning and heating controls. You know, it was just everything on the dashboard that was there to be sort of get it hot, get it, make it cold, get it make it cold or turn it hot, or turn the fans up, you know, off 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, you know, and to direct the fucking airflow at your feet, at your body, at the windscreen, or a combination of some of those things, you know. Well, this coffee cup fucking holder thing, you know, that blocked everything, you know what I mean? And it was a real cunt to sort of, you know, try and get it sorted out. So what I'm doing is I've designed an EVA type suspension system, which is, EVA foam stands for something, you know, and what I did was, yeah, it's this sort of black interlocking tiles, you know, just cut that up, because with rubber compounds there's for the most part, some are incredibly hard and not much flex, you know, like unless you've got a, you know, huge truck on top, it's like, or something. But what this is this is a carefully, that side needs to be, where is it? That side needs to be sort of sanded down isn't evened off. That's taken out of a big chunk of wood, you know. And the heating is on, and I've gotten dressed. And what this does is I decided to keep the fucking, you know, I decided to keep the grabbing hooks on this, although it's going to be bonded on. And yeah, that sort of grabs on there like that. And you know, there'll be just safety measures. You round the fucking corners, you know. And you know, that's going to be sort of sanded into shape because there's not much material that's soft. And then it's going to be bonded onto a block of the EVA foam. Now, this will squash flat if you put a lot of weight on it and keep the weight on, you know. But by making it like that, you know, probably down to there maybe, yeah. That rubber is going to be a little bit on the flexible side, you know. So like that. But if it's all glued together, glued to the dashboard, yes, I do these things. And that's glued on there, and that's glued onto the dashboard. So silicone sealant is a very good elastomer in terms of being somewhat flexible, and it's also, which means it's squishing, it's a suspension system. So having these, having this lined up like that means that it's going to be a self-dampening. You know what I mean? It's going to be a self-dampening kind of thing, and it should. There's going to be things where times, I don't know the harmonic frequencies, you know, but the general idea is there's going to be times when this will amplify the fucking movement of the car, and there's going to be times where this will quench or amplify, this will, oh, it's called sympathetic resonance. It'll vibrate in a way that sort of things just get really bad, you know, things just get worse, you know. And but what I'm sort of figuring on is, with my knowledge and experience, is sometimes you can do things and you go, yeah, I think that's about right, and it works, you know. And what this does is it means I can position it right on the fucking dashboard where you can't mount anything, right in front of me where you can't mount anything, and behind the steering wheel and behind the fucking dashboard, you know, between the steering wheel and the dashboard. So I can see myself being filmed, I can get it all the controls, and I can also run videos of this thing going down the highway, aiming down the highway when I want to do a highway type, you know, scenic cruise while I talk and drive, you know. So, yeah, so this is a part of that sort of stuff, you know. You can engineer shit because it's just not available. Really basic. People go, oh my God, you know, you can't glue that to the dashboard. Well, I can. It's my fucking car, you know. And, oh God, what a man. And, you know, with a little bit, I think basically this should isolate, be a permanent mount, and it should isolate the typical vibrations that come along with being on the road. Not perfectly, but yeah, it's just one of those sorts of things. So yeah, that's how you do it, gentlemen, you know. And for all you women out there swooning at my beautiful blue eyes, you know, you can see me. Yeah, look at that. Yeah. Time for some Ludwig van B. Fuck. That's how you do things, guys, you know. I'd rather have a car I can work on and do shit with rather than one I can't, you know. It's, you know. Anyway, so anyway, men, that's how to make phone mounts that sort of can ice, you know. There's just no way. I've really looked very, very hard to get an off-the-shelf fucking phone holder, and you know, for the most part, they're incredibly shit and they're badly designed, and you know, they're no fucking good. They just nothing works. Sure, I'm gonna make it work, you know. And yeah, it'll be lovely when it's done. It's like, thank you.